Let's speak to our next guest who's on the line with us, Katharina Smith-Müller, who is the Diversity and Inclusion Advisor at Choice Support. Thank you so much for joining us. Peace be upon you there.
Hi, really happy to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here with us. Just to begin with then, can you tell us a little bit about your organization and the role that you play?
Yeah, really happy to. So Choice Support is a community benefit organization, and our purpose is to exist. We exist to create opportunities for happiness for the people we support. So we provide support for autistic people, for people with learning disabilities, and for people with mental health needs to lead fulfilling lives. And we were founded in the 80s to bring people out of institutions and back into communities. So what's really important to us is that we provide support to individuals based on their choice. So we don't want them to be defined by their support needs, but by everything about them. And that means that we're really sort of well set up for considering cultural needs and diverse identities and all that we do. And that's both for staff and for the people we support. And this is where my role comes in as well. I coordinate our diversity and inclusion work with the active support of the senior leadership team, the co-chairs of our staff networks, with our diversity inclusion champions, and also our wellbeing specialists and operational staff.
So a lot of different things that you provide as well. Just leading on from that then, Katharina, your organization, how do you make sure that it ensures its services are accessible and also inclusive to people with a wide range of learning disabilities? You mentioned that people with autism as well as disabilities, how does it provide access then?
Yeah, that's super important to us. And we provide a really wide range of support. So we have supported living and day centres. We also provide employment opportunities so that we're able to find really good matches. What's really important to us is that we provide person-centred support. So that comes back to the fact that we support people based on their choice, and that makes it accessible and inclusive. It's really at the core of the support we give that we take account of individual wants and needs. And that might mean that, for example, we support a Christian to church on Sundays or someone from the LGBTQ plus community to attend Pride or related events. And we really know, we're really aware that having a learning disability is only one facet of someone's identity. And the fact that we're really lucky to have a really diverse workforce as well means that quite often it's possible for us to have really good matches between support workers and people we support. And another thing that is really, really important to us is that people we support influence the decisions that affect them and that they get an opportunity to shape the whole organization, which again makes it more inclusive. So we create lots of opportunities for co-creation, for self-advocacy. We have an Our Rights group which shares information about campaigns such as My Vote, My Voice, or promotes information in easy reading formats. And we also create opportunities for people we support to work as co-trainers on some training we're delivering, as quality checkers. And all of that means that the people we support can actively shape the support they need, and that we hope makes it as sort of accessible and as inclusive as possible.
Katharina, it's wonderful to hear what you're doing,
your
organization on an individual level, but also, I'm sure you have more eyes on the work that you're doing. So how are Choices collaborating with other organizations or community groups to advance diversity and inclusion for people with learning disabilities?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Diverse inclusion is always a group effort, and it absolutely is internally. And it's really important for us to join forces, with others as well. Absolutely right. So, I think one of the things that makes Choice Support such a great organization, such a great place to work and be supported by as well, I think, is that sort of everyone knows at the end of the day what we do makes the lives of the people we support better. And that's sort of a really present and shared goal for everyone. And that's absolutely the case in other social care organizations as well. And so we cooperate a lot on different levels with similar providers. For example, I personally meet regularly with the diversity and inclusion leads of similar organizations, and I know that that happens on other levels as well. That also means practically that this summer we will be in London Pride with another social care organization, people who are supported through them. We also advocate disability rights with other social care organizations under the umbrella of More Than Just a Provider. And we're part of a number of other groups as well. It's really important to us that people with lived experience shape that work as well. You know, we do want to make decisions on behalf of people. We want to empower people to make their own decisions. So, for example, we are part of Learning Disability... I try that again. We are part of Learning Disability England, which is a movement for change, and it means that people with learning disabilities and families and friends and paid supporters come together on an absolutely equal basis. And so the aim is that it's really nice that sort of it's a shared aim of all of us, which is a world where people with learning disabilities have good lives with equal choices and opportunities as others.
Yeah, and it seems like there's a lot of, you know, people and organizations involved, and I'm sure that you probably meet a lot of people and you talk to a lot of people with their own challenges, their own, you know, barriers that they're probably trying to overcome personally. But, you know, it's always better when you're part of a group that can help you pull you through that as well. And I'm sure personally you've experienced many, many things. So just off the back of that, what are some of the key barriers to diversity and inclusion that still that you feel need to be addressed in the field of learning disabilities and support?
Yeah, I feel that one of the really key challenges and sort of dangerous barriers is if people are reduced to their learning of disability at the expense of other identities and characteristics, and that's where diversity and inclusion work is so important. And that can be literally life-threatening when medically sort of issues are attributed to, say, a learning disability and other conditions are overlooked or not considered. And it's also that makes it so important to think about cultural needs and the support we provide as well. And there are just generally still really considerable health inequalities for people with learning disabilities. So I'd say that's one definite challenge. Employment opportunities is a definite challenge. Working is a really important way of being part of a community, and we at Choice Support create opportunities for employment for the people we support, and that needs to happen much more widely. I'd say a third challenge, a third key barrier is loneliness. That's still a real issue. As I said, we were founded partly to take people back into the community, and one of our priority targets at the moment is to support people to form friendships and relationships outside of the people who are paid to support them. We also run a national network called Supported Loving, which works to identify and also to remove the barriers that people with learning disabilities face in having intimate relationships. And then finally, I'd say financial independence is obviously a really important facet of and a really important part of inclusion. So the changes to the benefit system are a real concern to people with support at the moment as well.
Katerina, thank you so much. It's some interesting things and some good things that you're doing as well. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you so much. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Peace be upon you there as well. So, I mean, her sort of